Good evening, gentlemen. I'd like to start with sharing with you why there is a certain chumrah which people do, and why I believe that this chumrah that people do is against halacha. It's one of those things that if you're trying to be too machmir, you end up being mekel. You know, it's a typical example. Are we on? Okay, so I'm going to share with you a chumrah. Why some people are machmir. This chumrah is not so common in England, but I do know there's plenty of people in Eretz Yisrael who are machmir on that. And we're going to see some why I think it's... Some people refrain from... Let's... Any random kosher shop. Okay, you want to buy on the day after Pesach, you want to buy crackers. You want to buy crackers the day after Pesach. Is there any reason why you can't buy crackers? You should buy, why? You're okay, leaving out Yoshan and Chodosh. Leaving this out. Good. I'm not going there, but you're right. Kosher shop. You want to buy Lemochos, Isulchak, Lemochos, Pesach, Isulchak. You want to buy crackers. Oh, interesting. Yeah, why? Really? Do I buy Stavkin and non kosher? Okay, so. Why would people not buy an Yiddish shop? Very good. If I guess they haven't sold yet, why would make with things that it's not sold yet? It's not sold properly.
Still in the shop.
So therefore, okay. So that is what I'd like to discuss. There are people who are very stringent and they don't like the mechira for various reasons. Most of them the reasons that we discussed previously. You know, leaving the reshus and all that kind of thing that some people are not particularly comfortable with the mechiras chometz. And that's why they don't like to buy chometz gomo, which was in Yiddish shop, which was over Pesach in Yiddish shop. They don't like that, and therefore they're going to go to a goyish shop to buy their crackers and their flour and their who knows what. They're going to go to Tesco rather than to go to a Yiddish shop. Because they have issues with the mechira. It's better not to rely on it. And as we discussed, the main reason was, what's the dodgy part of the mechira? Not dodgy part, chas v'shal, not dodgy part. What is the part of the mechira that is maybe discussed in the achronim? That it's not leaving the shul, that it's still in that place. Very good. I'm going similar. So now, what happens, tachlis, with the chometz in a shop? What happens? It's sold, right? Every shop that we know, which is owned by Jews, they will sell the chometz. Otherwise, they must sell it, right? Any of the shops that we know in Edgware, they sell it. They sell the chometz, sell properly. Now, what happens? But let's talk about kosher crackers. So now, you see, if you buy it in a kosher shop, what happened was that it was sold over Pesach. In a proper mechira, and so some people are machmir, but we all know that it's fine to rely on it. The alternative, let's say you go to a non-kosher, that's a really good example. You go to a non-kosher shop and you buy a packet of crackers there. Now, chances are that it was in Tesco's over Pesach and then it's perfectly fine. But, could there be a chance that it was not in Tesco's yet? Where would it have been if it wasn't in Tesco's? Where would it have been? Pardon? In the warehouse. Good. Let's talk logistics. Maybe a step before that. Where could it have been? Supplier. It could be that the supplier, I think Ossa might be a really good example. They've got such a huge export. Now, I don't know exactly how the logistics work, but the chances are that Ossa themselves, or they may have their own warehouse, which may be perhaps potentially in England. Now, I don't know how the logistics work, and it's probably something to investigate. But there certainly are chances. Do you know how it works?
It may not have been sold.
That's exactly it. There is certainly a reasonable chance that when it comes to some kosher products, which I've got a hechsher, but it could be that it's owned by especially very big companies, it could be that it's owned by a Jew, it's owned by a Yid, and because of the because they're not firm, it could very well be that it wasn't sold. Now, it's true that at one point, it will reach Tesco's, and it will reach Sainsbury's, and it reach place that it's beyond to Jews' domain. For sure it could be. But there is stages prior to that, that could be that it's still in Yiddish warehouse, that maybe that nobody sold it. Very likely. Many of the products that we have, that we buy in Tesco, which are, in my opinion, still in Yiddish Rishos. Now, you know, if the Hashkoch in Eretz Yisrael, they ensure that when they give a Heksha, they ensure that it's kosher and that it's all ingredient and everything. And they will also ensure that if it's in Eretz Yisrael over Pesach, that the manufacturing plants and that and the factories, that everything's sold over there, yes. But there are, within the logistics, there are steps in between, which could still be that it belongs to the Yid, and it's not sold. They fall between between supplier and seller at one point. And it could be that before it reaches Tesco's, our own warehouse, could be somewhere between. It could be some sort of major warehouse. Where could it be? Out in the, which belongs to us. I'm just giving Osim an example. I have no idea, but I'm just giving because that's one of the, you know, we can picture because they've got such a huge export. So it could. And that's why some people say you're much better off. See, if you're going to Sainsbury, you're going to Tesco, and you're buying a kosher product, besides crackers and even biscuits, I don't know, you're buying something which has got, it belonged to a Yid initially, you don't know where it was, it could be that it's Chomet Shola, could be, ironically, but it could be that it's Chomet Shola Pesach, it could be. However, if you're going to one of the Yiddish shops, you can be very short, it was sold to a goy properly. This is one example that it's a Chumra, if you're Machmir, you may end up actually doing a kula. What do you think about it? What do you think? Yeah. So that's why that's absolutely. There are people who are machmir. I'm sharing with you today the opposite. That I think there is very serious grounds to dafka go and buy in. Why are they? Because they've got their worries about mechiras chometz. Such as, one of the things we discussed is that Mechir is ideally meant for if you actually get out of your domain. If it's within the domain of the Yid, it's not so posh. Why is Sainsbury's worse? Why is it worse to buy off Sainsbury's? We said because if the crackers wasn't Sainsbury's, then it's for sure fine because it belonged to the goy. But where was it a week ago? Where was it 5 days ago? Where was it? In a warehouse. Which could be was Sainsbury's warehouse, or it could be that it was. Yeah.
But these big suppliers, I'm sure they've got it all worked out. And they're lucky that they were going to have to.
No, there is stage in between which are not looked after, because it's not in Eretz Yisrael they're looking after it, but when it comes to England,
it will go via an importer.
But there could be non-form Jews. They could easily be non-form Jews that don't keep a thing. Very likely, it could be goyim, and that's fine. But it could be that at one stage it belongs to the. It's a suffix, yeah, no, but the evidence, I'm just saying, what is the bigger chumra? If you want to be really careful, where are you safer? What's safer ground? To buy in Mendy's and be kosher in the thing where you know there was a mechir don? Or you go and buy in Sainsbury's that you don't know where that. So some people are, you know, what's the bigger chumra? You know, you've got to, they're both fine, but the evidence anyway, but which one is best? Yeah. Good point. It's a good point. It's a good point. So why am I gaining by going to?
Would Badatz give a
right, probably. Yeah.
Would Badatz give a heksher to them without scrutinizing them?
Yeah, that could happen. Yeah, because Badatz is only looking after their stuff in Eretz Yisrael. And the hashkocha here, if all the shops are under some sort of hashkocha, but that's only once it reaches the shop, they'll ensure that there's a mechir, don't properly know that. But it's a valid point. Okay. From where? In that warehouse.
It could have been still the same stock.
Yeah. So why only 2 weeks? Maybe 2 months.
Yeah, and certainly if he can be the whole
year. I wonder. Now I'd be very interested if somebody wants to investigate this. I think it's a big onion. Somebody would investigate. What is the exact logistics from the manufacturing? I always wondered how that works exactly. So Hossam is a good example, but there's plenty of others that produce. Even the soya stuff is full of chametz. All the big ones, the ones that are selling in large amounts in England. How does that work? The logistics, the export. What does it go straight to Tesco's? There must be. Is the agents in between? They're making money as well. How does it work?
Depends on the product.
So, but yeah.
The big supermarkets have got their own procurement chain, so that they manage the whole thing.
And they could be eaten or not, or is that generally done?
They'll be part of Tesco.
They will be part of Tesco's. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. V'tzorich Ian. Okay. We move on. With regards to Simon Tov Mem Ches, and we are in Seif Dalet. That's where we are. Yeah, that's page Lamed Gimel in our edition. Shai Yisrael Eloim Alein Yehudi. B'Shor Chameshis. A Yid is allowed to tell the Goy B'Shor Chameshis, that's an hour before midday, an hour before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, or Koydim before that. So let's say on Erev Pesach in the morning, he says as follows, Ad She'ato Lekeach Chometz B'Mone, I'm going to sell you the Chometz, it's Erev Pesach in the morning. I'm selling you the Chometz for Mone, let's call it £100, I'm going to buy it off you. I'm selling you the chometz for 100. I'm going to buy it off you for 200. Do you hear that? He says, take all my chometz for 100. I'll buy it off you for 200. Well, you're not happy with it. I also don't feel comfortable with it. Why? Sounds strange. Shulchan Aruch says, Rishai Yisrael lo yemalein yudi, allowed to tell a goy, take fun, I'll get buy back 200. Shema, perhaps, maybe I'll need after Pesach. But you may not sell it tonight. Don't make it conditional. I can tell him, you buy it, I'll buy it off you. But don't tell him, you buy it with the condition that I'm going to buy it off you again. What's the difference?
Contract.
Very good. One is a conditional and one is not a conditional. One is just my, I'm telling you, I'm going to buy it, but I'm not making, if I end up not buying at the end of the day, sale was still, he still bought it for 100. Probably. If somebody said, Mr. Goy, buy my chometz with a condition, I'm making a condition, I will buy it off you in a week's time. If a person says that, he's Oivon Bali Oye Bale Motze. Why is he Oivon Bali Oye Bale Motze? Because it's a conditional sale. Yeah. What about, can you do the following? Can you say, Mr., what should we call him? Mr., I don't know, Goy's name, whatever, Mr. You take all my chometz. It's going to cost you 100. I promise you, I'll buy it off you. Russell, can you do that? I promise you, I'll buy it off you in a week.
No.
Why?
Because it's not an instant.
I'm not making a condition, though. I'm saying I promise you.
But in whose domain is it? Until the conditions.
I would say it's in Goy's domain. He's bought it. He's paid for it. All he knows is that the Jew has promised he's going to pay it back. Sounds conditional?
If the Jew's run over by a bus, he's going to pay it back.
Yeah. I find this Mishnah Berurah big chiddush. Because Mishnah Berurah paskens as follows. Sifkot Samach Gimel, Shem Oetz Arech. V'achoynim kosu v'achoynim, right? He's quoting over Eli Rabban, Mekri Chaim. Tereshai, a person is allowed to even Laftiach. The person is allowed to promise. Sheyachso veikne memoinoi mimenu fitan lerevach. A person is even allowed to promise, I'm going to buy it off you, you're going to make a profit as well. He's allowed to do that. You tell the guy, take my chametz for 100 pounds, I promise you I'll buy it off you, and not only that, I promise you I'll buy it off you with a profit. You're going to make a margin of 20%. That you're allowed to do. But as long as you're making a condition, if you're making a condition, then you're out.
Yeah, but if you're going to sell it...
No, it is a valid sale. Why is it not a valid sale? Would that stand in the Goyish world? In the legal world, would that stand?
He's only buying it because he knows the...
But it's not conditional. Yeah, as Yossel said, what happens if he's run over by the boss? What happens then? And therefore, if there's no clause, it is considered conditional. It is conditional, but it's not part of the contract. I told you, it's true. I told you, I'm gonna. You know, agents say a lot of things a lot of times. It doesn't mean.
It's like an exchange and completion thing. It hasn't happened yet. The
guy has paid £100 for the chametz. I promised him I'm going to buy it back. But it's not part of the contract.
But what happens if the guy refuses to give it back?
Yes, that's very good. That's perfect. That's ideal. Because then we see that it's a real sale. That's brilliant. So you are saying that since the guy may want to keep
it... It's a loan, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hope it... Why? If it's a loan, then it's bad news. Because that means that it belongs to the, that it doesn't really belong to the guy. In the English law, you'd look at it as a. Well, how would you look in the English world? How would you?
It's a conditional loan, isn't it? It's a conditional. It's a loan, isn't it?
It's a loan.
Yeah, in fact, that's what it is because it's definitely going back.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, because the Mishnah does touch on your point. The Mishnah does say, what happens if somebody's making a sale to the guy, which legally wouldn't work. Yeah. Okay, that's... Yeah.
But what about, though...
Yeah.
Isn't there a halakha that you should abide by the law of the country you're in?
Din al-Malchus ad-Din, absolutely.
Right, so...
No, it's just there with halakha.
Pardon?
No, it's just there with the
halakha. Yeah, but you know, it's not just din al-Malchus ad-Din here. Din al-Malchus ad-Din is correct.
Because if this sale goes against what the normal law of the country is...
It doesn't.
It
would have to just always stipulate in the contract.
Okay. Can I just specify this a bit? The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav Dalet. Can I just wrap this up with the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Chav Dalet? Al Tanai, conditional. Maya Shama Beloshen Im. If you say the word if, that is the magic word. If you say if, it's conditional, and the sale is mechir is not a good mechir. It's the key word of if. If. I'm selling it to you now if you're going to sell it to me back. That's called a tnai, condition, and that's no good. But, if you're going to do the following on Pesach, oi, after Pesach, hachometz nosen luchod, and it's going to be yours. Oi, mochu luchod. The cold man shaloni skaim atnai, because as long as the tnai is not fulfilled, adan and hachometz mochu venosen, the chometz doesn't belong to the goy yet. And that's why oivon baliroi. But, as long as you didn't say if, it's a word. I mean, it's not. And therefore, you're not over on Baliwe Balimotse. Just is not happy with it. You're 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 entitled to be happy with it. You're totally entitled to be. It's good. So if I tell the guy, listen, I'm going to sell this chometz, I promise you I'll buy it back. It's perfectly fine. But as long as you said, it's conditional that I'm going to, then it's no good.
If I sold you something and I told you in English law, I'll sell you this and I'll buy it back to you for profit, would that work in English law?
It can be done, I suppose. It's a forward purchase. It would all have to be grafted into a contract, yeah. But it was really like a loan. The effect of... If the court, what would happen if push came to shove and there was a breach of contract and there was a, they would say it's like a loan. That's the effective position of something like that.
Now you are reaching a very interesting question, because what you are saying is that halachically, this might be the case, but legally, it's not. So the question is, what happens if you do a mechira, which legally doesn't really stand in court? Is that a problem or not? I'll give you the famous example was, it's not so distant to what we've got nowadays, it was that all the transactions needed a signature in some tkufas, and 200 years ago, they needed an official needed to sign all the contracts reaching, all the sales which had a certain monetary value, they needed an official to sign it. Yeah, notarized, that's right. And he said, and Mechiras Chometz wouldn't have that. And so that, it means that legally in that society, in that world, it wasn't a valid transaction, legally. But, question is it still a Mechira, valid Mechira or not? You got the goy from the street, you say, listen, we're not going to waste money going to it's too complicated. Notary public, it's going to be another £250 for nothing. Let's do the Mechira properly.
Really nice,
yeah. So we want to do the mechir the cheap way, and it's not going to stand in court for 1 minute. It's not going to stand in court. But I want to ask, is the mechir still a valid mechir? Yes or no?
You can have a verbal contract,
can't you? At the end of the day, it's a verbal contract, and it should be fine. The Mishnah Berurah says it doesn't like it at all, and it was historically a big shaila. The Maaseh said, but yeah, but it's fine. You could have a sale, mechir at chomet, it's still a valid mechir, although in the legal world, it wouldn't stand. It is still a valid mechira, but we try to avoid that because I'm trying to get rid of the chometz for Jews. I'm trying to get rid of the chometz as a Jew. I want my chometz to belong to the goy in the, not necessarily in the legal world, but I want it to belong to the goy in the halachic world. Halachically, it's got to be his. That's my main concern. Does that make sense? I want it to be his chometz halachically. Of course, ideally, it should also be in the legal world legitimate, but it often coincides. But in the rare event that it doesn't, I still want the chometz to be his from a halachic perspective, even if... Yeah.
Right. And I agree privately with him that I'm going to sell it to you for £500, and I don't go through all this business of rubber stamping it. Would that not be a sell?
In the legal world?
I couldn't go to a court.
In the legal world? Yeah. You can't go to court.
I can't go to court. It's got no status, but...
Yeah. So that's the haftacha. That's that. Can I just, because we were just talking about a promise of Eid, it just reminds me, I had last week of experience, just to remind us what we are. Just reminds me where I was driving from Stamford Hill, and my tire went flat. I must have driven on something, I don't know. I was in the middle of nowhere, almost literally in the middle of nowhere, because I didn't take a normal route. I was trying to take some, and my flat went almost like a pancake. I don't know if we should say a pancake with a Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Pesach open, you know, but it was literally flat like anything. And I was Nachum Mazli Benes. I just saw around the corner that there was a second-hand tire thing. I said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem!" But then I happened to be there. I left my bag at home. I didn't have any. I had no money with me whatsoever. But it was the Mamash Benes. I said, "Okay, let's see what happens." I'm going to tell him. I went up to him and I said, "He's going back." Mamash last week. I told him. I went up to him. I said, "This Romanian guy." I said, "Listen, I'm really sorry. This is my car, and I need that." So very good. Bring car. I said, "But I want to tell you something before you start. I have no money with me today, and I can't pay you." You know what he said? You know what he said? Without even a blink, he says, "Oh, you Jew, you Jew." I said, "Yes, you Jew. No worries. I'm not worried. I'm not worried. You'll pay. I can see you'll pay." And then he tackled it. He said, when are you going to bring it? I said, I'll bring the money tomorrow. I said, yeah, I know you want. Do you want my number? He said, no. Do you want my phone number? Do you want my reg? Do you want anything? No. You too, you'll pay. I know you'll pay. I thought, wow, this is quite a thing. Quite a thing. Is that amazing? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, you're right. I was really concerned. Yeah. Okay, fine. That's it for this evening. Okay, fine. Okay.